Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Welcome back. Amy Eddings in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC and WNYC.org. According to UNICEF, some 900 million children do not have access to clean water. What does that mean? Well, it means more disease, more poverty, and in places like Sudan, violent clashes over scarce resources. This Sunday is World Water Day. Next week is World Water Week. And here in New York City, there are two interesting events taking place to help raise awareness about water scarcity. To help us discuss all the events and the question of water access is Carol Stern, President and CEO of the U.S. Fund for UNICEF. It is the sponsoring organization for the events. Welcome to WNYC, Carol.
Thanks, Amy. Good morning.
Good morning. So please explain what the TAP project is. But before you do that, I want you to start with the event this Sunday, the Water Walk. We know for much of the world, potable water doesn't come out of a tap, but out of streams and rivers and can be miles away. How's the Water Walk looking to bring that lesson home to New Yorkers?
You know, it's really hard to explain to children in New York exactly what a child in Africa or in many other places around the world has to do each day just to get that thing that comes out of our tap. So the idea for the TAP Water Walk actually was born by a teacher at the United Nations International School a couple of years ago. She did this with her own students, and we've taken it and kind of blown it out of the water now, a little bit bigger, if you will, no pun intended. But the idea is that a child will be given a gallon of water to walk with and to carry that water for 1 mile in solidarity with what the children in Africa do each day.
Is this event about raising money, or is there some other effect that you're looking to get just through raising awareness?
It's a both. The kids get sponsors, so obviously like any other walk or walkathon, it is a fundraiser, but it is the kind of thing a child can participate in even if they don't have a sponsor, because our goal is also for children to begin to understand, you know, have that discipline of gratitude for what we have, but also to begin to understand what others don't have.
And tell me about the TAP project. That involves local restaurants, right?
Right, and the Water Walk is what kicks off TAP Week, if you will. TAP was born when a really creative guy, David Droga, was challenged by Esquire magazine to take something that people normally get for free and market it in a way where they would pay for it. And he took his creative energy and he brought it to us, and he created an idea that we normally get a glass of water at a restaurant for free. Imagine if people were willing to pay a dollar for it, and that dollar went to help those who don't have access to water. So year one, we had about 300 restaurants in New York. We're now in year three. We've raised close to $1 million over the time since it started. We've got close to 3,000 restaurants across the country, Puerto Rico and Canada, participating this year.
So the money that you raise through the TAP project, what kinds of projects does that money finance?
We know every single day 25,000 children under 5 die from preventable causes every single day. And 4,200 of those kids who die for reasons related to the lack of access to good, clean, healthy drinking water. So we use those dollars to get that access. In some places, it may be that the kids normally have to walk miles to go get the water out of a river. So that prevents them from going to school, that therefore the whole cycle of poverty is never broken. And in a place like that, maybe we're going to dig a well or put a borehole in or make it so that children really have access to water. In other places, there may be water, but it's just not clean. So in those places, we're going to use water purification tablets or filters. We're going to do sanitation classes and educate the community on what it means to keep the water clean. In still other places, neither of those options exist. You know, someplace like in a refugee camp where we're going to actually truck water in a big truck and distribute it, you know, in big jelly jugs that go out.
I want to zero in on a particular region where UNICEF has been striving to bring people clean water, and that's in Sudan, in the Darfur region.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the projects that are funded by this TAP program during Water Week next week. A UNICEF-supported drilling rig and equipment was hijacked and stolen this month. You estimate some 180,000 people in Darfur may not receive clean water supplies this year. What's it been like for UNICEF in Darfur, where the Sudanese government has expelled 13 aid groups?
You know, I actually had the privilege to be one of the few Americans that's had the opportunity to go and go into the camps in Darfur and actually see what's going on there. You know, it is an unbelievable situation. It is what you expect to find, and then there are things you don't expect to find. You know, no one entered the camps thinking they'd be there as long as they have been there. What were tent cities have grown into villages almost, and at the same time, it's still unsafe to go outside of the village for something as simple as firewood, you know, that the women are not protected. The stories that you hear are ungodly things that you just can't even fathom that one person could do to another person. I don't think I spoke with a single woman who hadn't been raped, and some of these women, quote, were young girls, 12, 13 years old. At the same time, when a baby is born, even when you're in a refugee camp, there's joy, there's celebration, there's hope. And the thing that probably struck me the most in my experience in the camp in Darfur was the sheer tenacity of the human spirit, the ability for these people who have been through this hell and continue to live it to still have faith in the fact that the rest of the world is not going to, you know, turn our backs. We're not going to forget them, and we are going to continue to do whatever it takes to save these people in the hope that one day they'll be free again.
I'm Amy Eddings, sitting in for Brian Lehrer, and I'm speaking with Carol Stern, President and CEO of the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, about World Water Day on Sunday and World Water Week all next week. We've got information, the Water Walk details this Sunday, Battery Park. Registration begins at 9 a.m. It's rain or shine, right, Karen?
Rain or shine, and if you want real details...
If you're carrying water, you might as well have water falling on
you. You might as well
you.
Have water, uh-huh. Right? www.tapproject.org. Full details, show you how to register if you want to join us. You can come down and register that morning. I do want you to know also it's not just UNICEF doing this. We've got partners, the Mayor's Volunteer Center of New York City, New York's Department of Environmental Protection, and a fabulous organization, Children for Children, have really made this happen. In addition to the sponsors of the TAP Project, you know, American Express, Water Geeks, Droga5, MediaVest, 21 advertising agencies. I mean, this is truly the support of so many creative minds and hardworking volunteers.
Carol, water scarcity isn't a completely foreign concept for those of us in the United States. For one thing, we think about places like Las Vegas and suburban Phoenix. We've gone through a massive drought for many, many years in the West and Southwest. What lessons are there for the United States in this about water scarcity and maybe looking at our water footprint as opposed to our carbon footprint?
You know, there are a lot of lessons in this. I think, first of all, we need to understand that for the children that I'm talking about with this project, there are no choices. You know, I was listening, you know, before I came on air to what the economy is doing to us in America, the scarcity of some resources that we had more readily available to us. And we are going to have to make tough choices about how we behave, but it's really important to recognize that children in the parts of the world where there is no water never had a choice to start with. It is just unbelievable that one glass of water could make a difference between life and death. That $1 you pay for the glass of water during tap week buys enough clean, healthy water to sustain a child for 40 days. 40 days. So when you think about the fact that here in America, the average person literally goes through gallons upon gallons upon gallons.
Right, maybe it'll make us think more frugally about our use of water. Carol Stern, President and CEO of the U.S. Fund for UNICEF, thanks so much, and good luck with the water walk this Sunday.
Thanks, Amy. Come on down and walk with us.
For more details, go to our website, WNYC.org. This is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. More to come. Stay tuned.